This is very unexpected. I apologize. Sometimes he's moody. Sometimes he's moody, distant, and cloyingly needy. He's also prone to drink too much, often struggling to comprehend why God, or anyone else for that matter, would bother caring about him. He wasn't always fun to be around. One of his more well-known songs comes out of an acute battle with temptation. He said, "I was in Amsterdam, and there was so much sin all around us. After years of behaving myself as best as I could, I was really having to hang on for dear life. I was thinking no one else would know. I could do anything I wanted to do. Wouldn't it be fun to just cut loose for a couple nights and misbehave as much as I want? Fortunately, because I travel with my friend and fellow band member, and because he's not afraid to hold me accountable, I didn't do anything, but I sure felt the temptation to toss out my morals for an evening. A few days later, we were in Germany, sitting in a train station, assuming that everyone around us was German and did not speak English. We were having this totally candid conversation on a bench in the train station. I was talking very openly about some of those temptations. All of a sudden, this guy leans over and says, 'Excuse me, aren't you Rich Mullins?' I went back over the conversation to see if I was Rich Mullins. To see if I was going to admit it or not. But I thought, this is good. A lot of times we look at people we admire spiritually. We think they have arrived at this place where they cease to be tempted. The reality is our faith may grow stronger over time, but the temptations never go away." Out of that experience came one of his more popular songs, "Hold Me, Jesus." "Well, sometimes my life just don't make sense at all. When the mountains look so big, and my faith just seems so small. So hold me, Jesus, because I'm shaking like a leaf. You have been king of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace?" I really wasn't planning to cry all morning. So I've been thinking a lot recently about the first beatitude. The one that I think we find really easy to skip over to get to the good ones. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." So what is poor in spirit? I've heard it interpreted, "Blessed are those who are poor at being spiritual." And I wasn't sure how good a translation that is. It seems a little edgy to me. Strong's Concordance says of this, what is poor? "Destitute of wealth and learning and intellectual culture which the schools afford." Then parentheses, "Men of this class most readily give themselves up to Christ's teaching and prove themselves fitted to lay hold of the heavenly treasure." A few years ago, I heard a very interesting podcast on a podcast called The Bible for Normal People, where they interviewed a New Testament scholar. Barely remember the subject matter anymore, but they were talking about, I believe, the life and times and the context of Jesus. This person had a wealth of knowledge to share about the context that Jesus lived and had his ministry in, and professes a deep love for the New Testament. She is also an atheist. She could talk circles around anyone in this room about all things New Testament, but it has not resulted in a faith in the one she knows so much about. And I'm very interested in that. They say knowledge is power, and it is, but knowledge is not faith. And don't confuse the two. Jesus, through his ministry, showed so much care for the poor. And I believe this verse demonstrates his care for the spiritually poor. And now I'm about to make things even more uncomfortable. I've had some conversations recently with people either here or from here. My wife has had some conversations too, with people who feel like there are two classes of people here at Center. Those who are spiritual and educated and articulate, and those who are stuck doing the behind the scenes mundane, everyday things. One person told me, "I'm just a simple guy. I don't know all the right words to say. I don't know how to express myself." And that makes me really sad. So it's easy to say, or you could argue, well, this is how a body works. Some people are the eyes and the brains, and others are the hands and feet. And that's just how a body works. The problem is when the hands and feet feel looked down on for not being the brains. We need philosophers. We need thinkers and dreamers and feelers. We also need toilet scrubbers and painters and plumbers and electricians and planners. And some of those in the latter category are feeling weary. So this morning, I'm not trying to scold anyone, although I don't mind making us uncomfortable. But I would say, so I want to say, if your expression of your faith, your spirituality, your piety, if that bubbles over from a close walk with Jesus, good. We need that. We really do. And we want to celebrate that. But if you feel an urge to fake it till you make it, I'd be very worried about that. When people live like they are rich when they are not, that is the path to bankruptcy. And I think maybe that can apply spiritually as well. Jesus' ministry stood in sharp contrast to the spiritual leaders of the day who put so much effort into being rich spiritually that they couldn't see God himself when he was literally standing right in front of them. It brings to mind the familiar story by Max Lucado, Children of the King, that I think most of us have heard. Five orphaned children who heard the king was going to adopt them. They thought they had to quickly become worthy of his love, so they set to work. But when the king came for them, they were so busy trying to be good enough for him that they missed his visit. It was only the youngest, who had nothing to offer but a kind heart, who recognized the king. So, the people I'm really wanting to talk to this morning are, if you're feeling weary in well-doing, if you're feeling poor at being spiritual, remember the kind concern Jesus has for the poor. And I believe that extends to us as well. Not only that, but you hold a special place in his heart. The king sees you and loves you and asks you to be his child. I would like to close with song number 86.